Rick Wright, who is the president and CEO of McLaren Greater Lansing. Rick, how are you?
Good morning. Thank you. I'm great.
I'm still trying to get used to that. I like the name, but the McLaren Greater Lansing as opposed to Ingham Regional. It's a change that you recently made. How's it going for you?
Well, it's going really well. Actually, it's kind of fun for me. When I was hired by Ingham, and when I got here, it was McLaren. So I'm having to adjust myself.
Tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I've been in the healthcare for about 32 years. Prior to that, I was a college teacher. Most recently, I've moved here from LaGrange, Illinois.
And for folks who aren't aware of what McLaren Greater Lansing has to offer, help us out.
Well, we provide everything from obstetrics to open heart. We have two campuses here, the Greenlawn campus, where we have 310 beds. On the Pennsylvania campus, we've got 79 beds. That's known pretty much statewide for its orthopedic care. We're the third busiest orthopedic service in the state.
When we talk about Sparrow Hospital, what's your thought on that? Is that an entity that you compete with? You want to become as relevant as their name has been in this community for the years? Give us your take on that.
Well, I think, first of all, the community benefits from having two excellent providers. Sparrow's obviously a great facility. Ingham, and now McLaren, has been in this community just as long. Some would argue that they go back and forth into which is in prominence at any given time. And I think we're just lucky to have both of us.
The Obama healthcare plan is being debated by the justices. Could be as you and I talk now. What's your take on Obamacare?
Well, there's two pieces of this. From a social aspect, there's no denial that our country has done a poor job of looking after some of the less well-off, those that, for circumstances beyond their control, don't have the same access as some of the rest of us that have good jobs. So from a social standpoint, I applaud the effort to try to address those people. From a pure economic standpoint, I just ask people this question: do you really think they're going to put more money into our pockets? So from an economic standpoint, I think it's going to be pretty much tough sailing for hospitals and providers, as we're going to be expected to do more. If we're lucky, it would be with the same amount of money. With all the budget cuts that are proposed every year, I think we're going to be providing more for less dollars.
So how do you do that and still stay in business?
We have to be very creative, innovative. New technology helps us out from time to time. We may be able to do a test a little bit cheaper this year than we did last year. We're always fine-tuning our staffing. We're always looking at new revenue sources. We're reviewing the regulations and seeing if there's things that we can do and get paid for that maybe we didn't know about. This is just a constant battle for us. We talk about the continuum of care. We're into more things, from pharmacies to assisted living to retirement homes and just the whole gamut, much more so than ever before in our industry.
Rick Wright is the president and CEO of McLaren Greater Lansing. Sir, thanks so much for your time.
You bet.